So why don't we go on and talk about the next patient?
So this patient, again, is very interesting to me. So she's now 61 years old. She was initially diagnosed with breast cancer 20 years ago when she was 40 years old. And at that time, she had initially a lumpectomy, ended up going to mastectomy because of margins. She did receive chemotherapy. I don't have the details of that. And then she took tamoxifen. She was only able to take tamoxifen for 1 year and then discontinued because of severe side effects. So after that, she did well for nearly 20 years. And then she self-palpated a small supraclavicular lymph node that led to full diagnostic workup, and she was found to have metastatic breast cancer. And she had metastases to her supraclavicular nodes, mediastinal area as well, that was encasing some of her pulmonary vessels. So we biopsied and found that it was still hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative, and I initially started her on letrozole. Once we finally got confirmation of her receptor status, I prescribed palbociclib. And she's a patient who we had difficulty obtaining the palbociclib because of insurance problems and then other issues with the patient assistance program. So in the first 3 months, she actually did not have the palbociclib for the entire period of time. I got a follow-up scan on her 3 months in, and she had progression of disease in all of these nodal areas that were involved. So in her case, because she had not responded on letrozole alone and because the palbociclib was a little spotty during that three-month period, I switched her to fulvestrant and continued on the palbociclib. And she now has been doing well on this regimen for about 6 months. We've had two sets of scans that have shown improvement and good response to this.
So I guess she's currently stable then on those two drugs?
Yes, she's currently stable on fulvestrant and palbociclib, and she's tolerating it quite well also.
So Kathy, any thoughts about this patient?
You know, she was a fascinating lady to talk to. She had really, I think some would hear her experience of the toxicity with tamoxifen and say, really, it didn't sound that bad. She did not describe significant musculoskeletal toxicity. She didn't describe horrible hot flashes. She wasn't worried about blood clots. She just did not like how she felt. Felt a bit in a fog, that she just was not herself and just couldn't imagine continuing to live that way. So I think she, in some ways, is a really good example of listening to patients and hearing their concerns and thinking about what other options for therapy might we have, even if their toxicity to us might not sound like it's that severe. She is currently doing quite well with her therapy. She is working full-time, has a quite active life, actually came to be part of this program because she said, I want to be an example to people that you can have the metastatic disease and still be doing all of these things and be doing well. And that this is not, I forget how she phrased it, but it's not all good news, certainly, but her experience in many ways has been much more positive than what she expected. And she wants to share that. So she reaches out to other patients in the waiting room, mm-hmm. to other folks in her workplace and in her church and in her community to try to be that inspiration to them that you can live with this disease and you can live well with this disease for at least some time. And when you have that opportunity, you ought to take advantage of it.